like, oh no, only a one-time thing. Anybody knows, like, all the other first dates, like, under 40, 30. I think the first that I ever had was, like, at a Wendy's on, like, a school trip, dog. It was, like, $12.
Not the cow, bro.
Yeah, I know. That was, like, when I was a kid. Oh, gosh.
Good morning, good night, and good afternoon. Welcome to Z Views Podcast. I'm Ty.
I'm Megan.
I'm RJ.
And we started this podcast because those two wanted to fund my gambling addiction.
I didn't sign up for that.
Let's run some ads.
Thank goodness.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Mega, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about friendship versus relationship breakups. Which one do we think is worse?
I think RJ have a lot to say.
I think I got a few things. I mean, I've been through both.
Of course.
And from my personal...
Of course.
From my personal experience, I think I've had a lot more, like, friendship breakups from, like, moving and stuff like that. I mean, I also had, like, regular breakups, but I think friendship breakups can, like, hurt a lot more in my case because it's, like, you know a lot more people, so I guess it kind of stacks up after a while. Like, it's close, man. Yeah. So I think, in my opinion, it hurt a lot more in that case than, like, relationship breakups because you go find someone else eventually. So,
Okay. See, me personally, I think breaking up with your gal is way worse than breaking up with your friend. Because imagine you always coming home, right? Mm-hmm. You always get to hug that person.
Yeah.
And then one day, boom.
Boom, gone.
They're not there.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on? Right? So you tell, RJ.
Yeah.
If you have a long day at work, right?
Yeah.
And you go home.
Yeah.
Your best friend, your best guy friend, and you better wait.
Exactly.
So that's why I think breaking up with your significant other is way worse. See, even.
But I feel like it's a low key, like, I this might sound crazy, but a little bit of a financial relief. Is that crazy to say?
No, I mean, actually, it is crazy to say. If you love that person, nothing, no financial
burden. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What do you think, Megan?
I think I have a different perspective because, at least for me and what I've heard, I think women, like, female friendships can run a lot deeper. This is just how I think, what I think. I feel like women, like, what you're saying, like, your friend wouldn't be home waiting for you if you had, like, a hard day at work, but I do that for my friends. But, like, I feel like female friendships, you put a lot more time and put a lot more effort. You treat this person like their family and not just a friend. So I think...
We can't relate.
I feel like sometimes losing a friend is like losing a family member because you think they're going to be in your life forever at one point and then... You trust them completely, fully. You tell them everything. They tell you everything, and then something happens. And you guys drift apart. You guys fight, and then you're no longer friends. And that, like, I don't know. I feel like that hurts a lot more.
Okay. She lost her day one.
That's rough. Yeah.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm. It's getting real good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shouts out Forever Radiance.
Yo, what's the... Do you have any more topics that we can talk about? I like the first one. That was a good one.
So the second question that I have is, why do you think society places more emotional weight on romantic breakups than friendship breakups?
I think it's, like, romantical, right? Because, like, when you go in a romantic relationship, you're looking for someone to, like, be with long-term. I mean, you got friends long-term and stuff like that. But, like, long-term, you'd be spending more time in the romantical relationship than, like, friendship stuff. So there's a lot more pressure on that part, especially, like, you got certain cultures that like you gotta get married by a certain age and stuff like that. So like I think culture plays a part in that, and also just like overall just finding a partner, being with them long term, having children, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think media also plays a big part in making romantic breakups hurt more, because a lot of what you see is like romance movies or like heartbreak movies, something bad's always happening. You always like see that hurt more like on screen. You see it talked about more than like a friendship breakup. Mm-hmm.
So imagine this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and your girl pushing up on the IG. Then one day, God forbid, Audrey.
God forbid, yeah.
You remove all your highlights, you remove any everything, and then you start going out with another girl low-key, right?
Yeah.
And then this that girl's friend sees you and your new girl out in public.
Yeah.
You see how social media can ruin that? Because, you know, every you post up your gal everywhere, and then one day, boom, done. And then everyone questioned, oh, he has a new girl. And then if people find out what he did, if he did anything wrong, they're going to tell the whole world about it. Get it? I cannot personally speak about that, but I have a few companions in my life, a few bros who do that. So that happened to them.
Thank you for that point of view.
Yes. So do you think from that, you think that we put more pressure on like romantic breakups as well. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. General consensus. Why?
Why?
Why do we put more pressure on romantic relationships and friendships?
Yeah. You gave us an example, not like your personal opinion.
I know.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Why do I think that?
Do you personally feel that in your heart?
I personally don't, but.
No, but
I just think at the end of the day, everyone wants to get married or something, so that's why people put a lot of pressure on it. Girlfriend or boyfriend is the first step of getting married, you know.
So you think that the society puts more pressure on romantic relationships,
yes,
because of like marital rules, like be married by a certain kids by a certain age, have your life a certain way, so that affects how people like will just stay in a relationship if it like isn't good for them, because they think that they're supposed to be at a certain stage in their life at that time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pressure part of, that pressure part is kind of true, because like just the other day I was like, my family was hosting a little event by the house and stuff like that. I came back home from work, change came by the table, and as soon as I sat by the table, the first question I got from like family, friends, and stuff is, "RJ, have a girlfriend?" I was like, "Shh."
And you said no, right?
I didn't answer.
Why are you lying to your family, dog? Why are you lying?
My family answered for me. They're like, "Oh, RJ, he's going through something right now. It's fine, whatever. I'm like, okay.
Megan sound like Socrates with that statement before.
Okay, Unk. Oh, good.
Hey, Unk!
Yes! That's like a... whatever, man. What's the next topic? What's the next topic before you go? Before you go off.
Come on, Socrates. What did we tell you about your ring of miss?
That was my laptop.
That was in the contract, too. You can't have any notifications.
My phone is off. My phone is shut off.
50% of your pay is cut instantly.
My phone is shut off with my laptop. I don't know what to do about it. Okay, next question. So, do friendship breakups get enough attention or validation compared to romantic ones? You think that?
I mean, that's only like, you know, like if you're in a friend group, I think that's when people really start to care, like, or if they're like really close to the family and stuff. But otherwise, it's kind of just like between you and that person for like the friendship. It's like not that big unless it's a group. I think relationships, though, those can get out of hand quick. Like, do you see those people, like, going crazy on, like, social media about, like, big, like, celebrity relationships? Like, oh, he's a bad person. Oh, she's a real bad person. I'm like, I don't personally care. I hope it goes well for them. But, like, why do I need to know this? You know what I mean?
Actually, Megan, let me hear you first before I say anything.
Yeah.
I don't think they get enough validation. And I think that there needs to be more focus on the things that losing a friendship can take from you, like over like losing a relationship, like a romantic one.
Do they need
validation? Should be more attention put on that.
Do they need validation?
I think this question is more geared towards women.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your opinion.
You know, I know. My opinion is a fact, actually.
Right. Okay.
So,
because I'm just asking if you think they get enough attention or validation.
I think it depends on the situation.
What type of situation? Yeah.
You want an example?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Megan, you are the example.
Okay.
Your bestie.
Yo.
Sleeps with your man.
Okay. That's right? Happening, but sure.
I know, hypothetically, I'm not saying this is happening. God forbid. God strike me down if this happens, right? So, your best friend sleeping with your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world knows about it.
Whole world?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, as in, like, all your close friends and everything.
Okay.
So, do you think that's getting a lot of attention on it? Bro, I was cooking in my head.
Yeah, then you just then you drop the pot on the ground.
Yeah.
Try again.
And I feel like that's technically like a romantic relationship too, because like that's involved in your romantic relationship, so they kind of like combined. So it's kind of.
Well, yeah. If that would have happened, I think I'm just saying that I think I'd be more hurt.
Time out. Hello. I have to pay my light bill. Oh no, we have to run an ad.
We have another ad.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radio.
All right. No wonder my skin is glowing. Shout out Forever Radio.
Yeah.
Moving swiftly along.
Do we have any more awesome topics?
Mm-hmm. We're going to So the next question is, what are some common reasons friendships end versus romantic relationships? And do we view these reasons differently?
I think like a lot of friendships that I know, like decide to like move and stuff like that. I think they just break off because like there's like random beef in the friend group and then people just kind of fizzle away. It's like... Mm-hmm. It can be so weird, like one person in the group, like if he just kind of just isn't there, it can kind of fizzle apart. Like each person in the friend group is kind of important in their own way. And if that one person like goes away, the rest kind of fizzle away. And it's so weird. I can't tell you why that happens, but it just happens. It's like a tried and proven thing. It's like if I had a focus group, right? And I did that with 8 different groups, it would happen seven times out of eight. You know what I mean? Like just one person leaves the groups and it kind of just fizzles out to either zero or just 2 people left.
A little domino effect. Everyone leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, no. I have one. Hey, this.
Okay.
You're listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It also varies on if it's a guy friend, like a guy friend group or a girlfriend group.
What if it's mixed?
We'll get there. So a reason why a guy friendship could happen, like end, is because maybe they put in their girl in front of their bros first. They stopped hanging out with their guys, right? That's a very common reason.
I know. Yeah.
Right? I show you break up, Megan. I show you break up your man's best friend. I show you not friends with his best friend now.
What?
I mean, you might not have not known you did that, but it might have happened. Like,
it might have happened.
Yeah, we're not saying you meant to do that.
No, I just didn't clock it. What?
You might have broken up your boyfriend's best friend at their reaction.
No.
But it was like you probably don't know. That's the thing.
He wouldn't tell you that.
He's still friends with all of his friends, and if he's not friends with one of them anymore, it's because.
But are they as close as before?
For no reason.
Do you know if they're as close as before? Is he hanging out with them less?
I try to get him to.
Wait,
like, I'll try to be like, hey, you haven't seen your friends in a few days. Text one of them to go golf. Like, I'll make him do it.
So
I try
is.
Not to let that happen because it's one of my things. Like, I
did it happen?
He tried to do it. I'm not letting him because, to me, when you're in a relationship, you need to have the balance of like your friendships and your relationship, and just like hogging, like staying with one person all the time, and not seeing your friends and not talking to your friends isn't good for either party.
Want to know what's a very common reason why a relationship could end?
Mm. What?
Y'all would never guess this, right? They cheat on each other. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
You never knew that.
I feel like relationships have more of a definite break than friendships. Like, once you're done, it's usually because you had a blowout fight, someone cheated, something like that. But friendship
depends on how toxic you are.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I said it.
Let's go for the non-toxic people. I feel like it just, like, friendships will just die out, but relationship will just, like, cut off. And it'll have a very clear line of when it's done.
Now, I would say relationships also have a cutoff point, too, you know? Right?
I can agree.
Yeah, because imagine... It's like the three-month phase. It's like that. It's exactly like that, actually. It's exactly like that. So imagine after 3 months, you just fed up with the person, you block them and everything. It happens all the time. My guy, he called me the other day, and he was like, "Ty boy, this guy, I spent so much money on this girl. And take. I even picked her up from she worked, dog." I was like, "You can't be my friend and you're acting so dog." Over a 3 month phase, eh?
Oh gosh.
And you see how his Sunday cut off, eh? I had to give him some smelling salts. He don't cry.
So you locked in?
Yeah. Anyway.
I feel like friendships don't really break. It's more like they kind of fade away. But every now and then you got like the person, like you fade away from them, but you still keep in contact every now and then. I like those friendships. Those are cool friendships. Mm-hmm. It's like you can talk to them in a while, but like
if you don't talk to them for months and then you see them again and it's like you just picked up
right away. Yeah, it's just normal. It's like,
we're
both busy, but like we're still cool. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my next question is, have you ever grieved a friendship more deeply than a romantic relationship? And what made it more painful, if so?
You see, I'm a bad man, right? I don't grieve. But no relationship whatsoever.
Oh gosh.
But all my friends, I have friends that have set up with
real bad man.
Not you,
real
Adrian.
Bad man.
I not you, Adrian. Right? I said not you. That's a compliment.
Oh.
Yeah. I said you're not worse. But I have a lot of friends who like to grieve. Even certain family members of mine was grieving. I was like, dog. You knew I was telling you this is gonna happen from like a year ago, but he's so hard headed. He think he know everything, but he has to learn to feel, you know. But for me, I think the friendships it'll be harder to agree because it's not like your relationship. You know, you get to know that person and whatever. I mean, you get to know your partner as well, but like it's not like a sexual thing. You know what I mean? To be like, damn, what I really
I just, I think friendships can be a lot more deep than relationships. I feel like a lot of relationships can be very surface level. Like, some of my friends can't tell me their boyfriend's favorite color, but I know their favorite color that they like 2 years ago, and then they even knew favorite color now. Like,
they updated the favorite color. You can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She decided she didn't like red anymore.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I got you. Oh.
Yeah.
I never, like, read a friendship. Like, I'll be like, dang, I haven't seen bro in a while, but it's kind of like, Hope he's doing well. But I haven't been like, I haven't been in pain. You know what I mean? Maybe
wait, in a long time. Wait. You said you've never been in pain over what?
Just I haven't seen a friend.
That's my question.
I haven't seen a friend in a while. I'd be like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Have you ever been in pain over a relationship, RG?
A little bit. I mean, it faded away. I'm good, but like, it's like, dang. And then like 3 weeks passed, and I'm like, okay, let me just lock in.
Yeah, I was making sure you were in line, huh?
Yeah. Line up your mood.
Remember production listening to you, huh? So you gotta watch out.
I can't say I've ever grieved a romantic relationship.
Not to cut you real quick, Miss Producer says we have another ad to run from our generous sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Okay. I can't think of a time that I've ever like grieved like a romantic relationship other than like I've more like grieved the memories of it than like the actual person. I've had friendship breakups that have given me panic attacks that have put me in the hospital. Like, ooh. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Is that?
Not a good one at the end.
Put you in hospital. I'm saying with
that. Like, I couldn't see.
That's why we started this podcast, to pay our hospital bills.
Yeah. I know I got an email today that I have to pay some.
Yeah. I don't think I've been like heartbroken and like grieving over a relationship. I've been disappointed, you know. I think we all have.
Yeah, because you put so much faith in a person and so much trust, and then they just betray it.
I say faith. I say effort.
Mm.
A lot of effort, and just for it, just you know, Tom Brady down the field, you know.
They missed the Hail Mary.
Literally. Anyway.
Anyways, so my next question is, how do the emotional impacts of each type of breakup differ? Do they affect different parts of your identity or healing process? I know this is a long one.
But... Wait. Break it down so I'm not so intellectual as you
are. How do the impacts of each type of breakup differ? What emotions do you feel when you have a romantic breakup versus what emotions you feel when you have a friendship breakup?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, I don't really like. Damn, these sheets are nice. Anyway, sorry. I don't really have like. I just get disappointed. You know, I don't grieve anything. I just be like, damn.
Damn.
I really wasted my time on this person.
That's tough.
This is between friendship and relationship, you know. So, I don't really get like that. I know RJ gets like that. So
whatever, man. And I think for friendships, I don't really be like feeling it. Be like, dang, I haven't seen that. I just haven't seen bro in a while. And it's like, and I wish we could just go and play some football or something like that, play some pickup. But end of the day, it's fine, man. You live your own life, so it's whatever. But for like a relationship, like I'd say like a romantic relationship. I could feel. You could feel like empty a little bit. Then you're like, okay. So I guess it's more like the quicker you lock in, the better.
Yeah. You know what I mean? See, I have bad mind. Yeah. You need to learn from me, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Bad Mind Shades.
I have never let a girl put me like in a suicidal state. You know, never, never, ever, ever.
Got you.
Odd one. Megan, what do you have to say?
I think that romantic relationship can, like, it hurts your ego a lot more at the end of it. It's like, you feel like you're not worthy of, like, that person, like, what, like the love that they gave you, the care that they gave you, and it, like, but I feel like that's a little easier to get over, or say like this, because I'm, like, you can change your type, and then have nothing about this person remind you of the last person. But I feel like friendships, like, you always going to be looking for that one thing in that friend that you love so much in every other person that you meet. At least that's what, like, I feel like a lot of women are like that. Like, they miss, like, one specific thing about one of their closest friends, and then, like, you find someone that does something the same way or has the same beliefs, and you have the same conversations, and it's like, wow, I can feel like a new friendship again. I feel like it's very lonely, like, having a friendship breakup, because you miss it a lot more, and the things remind you of it a lot more than a romantic one.
Did that contract include any shades for me?
No.
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 But I have to pay you for your gambling addiction.
And shades. And my light bill.
Yo! I should have got a lawyer. I read it on my own. Oh my goodness. I should have asked ChatGPT. Oh my goodness.
Have you ever watched the show The Rookie?
Is it the lawyer one?
No, Rookie Cop.
No, I was just
I've seen clips of it on TikTok.
I feel like him with these shades.
Oh, wow. Okay. Next question. So, the next question is ghosting more common in friendships than relationships, and why might that be? Go, Ty.
Right. So, I think ghosting is more in friendships when your best friend has a girl. Yeah. Stay with me now. Because I messaged my homeboy the other day. I just wanted to go and literally go out with him and drink. Chill, right?
While driving.
I am 21, so I can drink. Anyway. And he left me undelivered for 2 Bumble Club days. I was like, whoa! Am I one of your little side things you have? I am your friend. So I think it's more common in friendships. And when I have my girlfriend used to blow up my phone right through. I was like, damn. Give me a break. My man's trying to sleep. Anyway, that's what I think. I think friendships is way more ghosting.
No, yeah. I think so too.
It's only when they have a significant other. That's literally
What's the definition of ghosting? Because, like, for, like, most conversations, right, I'd be, like, it'd be starting out and then, like, over, like, let's say 2 messages, like, you just, like, no response or, like, they just got distracted. Does that count as ghosting or?
No. Ghosting is when you don't talk to that person for, like, more than a day. Like, if you, I can't lie. I have some people who are, you know, on the right now. I need to ghost some people.
You're a hypocrite.
No, but they're not my friends like that.
Okay, yeah, that's okay, my bad.
Yeah, I think friendships is way more ghosted when they have a significant other.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I could see that, but I also think that with friendships, there's a lot less of, like, you feel like you don't have to explain yourself. But a relationship, you feel like you have to tell this person everything, like, you, in order to make this last, you're constantly, like, communicating with them, but friendships, you're not always communicating. So I feel like that makes the ghosting a little more common, because we're not closure isn't necessary sometimes.
I'm trying to see if I have anyone on delivered.
I honestly hate texting. I'd rather call or, like, just talk in person. I got told I text like a dad, because, like, it's like,
yeah,
I just
go, because you're
I just shut up. I just get straight to the point, or, like, text me, like, okay. Yeah, cool. But it's just, like, I'm just telling them exactly, like, straight to the point, rather than just, like, oh, I'll talk, like, normal, like, on phone, but, like, texting, that's just... Line up your bird, dude.
So, my next question is, which type of breakup is harder to get closure from, and do we expect closure in friendship breakups?
Define breakup.
For friendships or relationships?
Friendship.
Okay, friendship breakup. Like, you are not talking anymore. You don't want. You have no interest in being friends with this person again.
I think it's harder to find closure in this in the breakup one, and I mean breakup in the relationship one.
Like, romantical or like just friends?
No. Yeah, romantic. Yeah. I kept saying relationship, but yeah, they're a romantic one. Because you literally spend time with that person, you hug that person, kiss that person, you do everything under the sun with that person, and then when that person is gone, you're like,
damn.
You know? So what do you think, RJ?
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that point. Like, for friendship breakups, it's like, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, you just friends and stuff like that. Like, real friends would probably stay, even if you're not, like, near them. You don't talk for a while. Pick it right back up. Romantical, that can hurt, definitely. You know what I mean? That could definitely leave an impact, a little bit of impact, so.
Wait, Megan. For you, right?
Yeah.
Has your breakup with your, like, lover in the past sent you to hospital?
No.
So I think for you, it's friendship.
Yeah, I think so too. No, like, I literally gave myself a heart murmur that I didn't have before.
Oh, jeez.
My doctor was really confused.
Yeah, I would be too, because what did your dad say?
So my dad's birthday is actually the same day as that person, and he went, "We're not going to celebrate my birthday the day before from now on." And I'm like, no.
You changed that man's whole birthday for the rest of the
time. I think I screwed him. I don't, because, like, I literally couldn't eat for, like, a whole week. Like, I kept throwing up and I was just so anxious.
You love your friends more than you love your partner? Clearly.
That's determination,
well, right? Honestly, if it's like, if I'm talking about this person that I'm currently with, I love them more than that. But, like, other relationships, no, not really.
Yay.
Not really.
Okay. Do we have any more talking points that we'd like to get through?
We have two more questions, so make it quick.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, do you think we're taught how to navigate romantic breakups better than friendship ones?
I think we just gotta find out on our own.
that's. I feel like there's more advice for romantical, like, online. Yeah. Friendship is kind of like, yeah, you gotta tough that out. It's whatever.
Yeah, you just gotta just wait. They'll get over it.
Yeah, for the romantical one, I am literally my brother's mentor. He comes with me with all kind of questions, and I tell him all kind of answers.
You're the wise unk, the wise unk of the
corner. I am literally the wise man who parted the Red Sea and everything. I was walking on that water, dog.
The big can.
Yeah. I was there since birth.
Okay. And our last and final question is one I want you to think about for a little bit. It's, if you could rekindle a lost friendship or a past romantic relationship, which would you choose and why?
I would definitely choose a relationship because, you know, I would just leave it at that. Anyway,
I don't know, man. Go into detail. For me, I feel like everything happens for a reason, so I wouldn't want to rekindle anything. They're gone for a reason.
What a wise unk.
What do you mean wise unk? You got a beard. You compared yourself to Moses.
What you want to know? Want to know what this is?
Mm.
It's called a scent retainer. That's when you kiss a girl and the scent is still right there.
You're worried, bro. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are. If you liked it, tell your friends. If you didn't, tell your enemies. Either way, we get the views. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, and TikTok. Have a good night.
Outro!